In a dark room on the third floor of Newcomb Hall, the Pelican sat with her face to the window and watched students and faculty stream into Rogers Chapel. Under her chair were four discarded newspapers. She'd been there for 2 hours, reading by sunlight and waiting on the service. She was certain the bad guys were lurking in the bushes, but she was learning patience. She had come early, would stay late, and move in the shadows. If they found her, maybe they would do it quick and it would be over. She gripped a wadded paper towel and dried her eyes. She had selected this opportunity to run, to rent a car and drive to Baton Rouge, then jump on the first plane, headed any place except New Orleans, and hide for a year. But it was a dream. Not only was she the one they were after, she was the one who might be able to bring the bad guys to justice. She leaned forward. There he was, the man with the narrow face she'd seen in the Sheraton on Thursday morning. He was wearing a coat and tie and looked properly mournful as he walked to the door of the chapel and looked around. Darby saw him signal at a parked car, then he went inside. Beautiful. The bastards kill him, and now they join his family and friends for last respects. Her nose touched the window. The car was too far away, but she was certain there was a man in it watching for her. Surely they knew she was not so dumb and so heartbroken as to show up and mourn her lover. They knew that. She had eluded them for 2.5 days. The tears were gone. 10 minutes later, the thin man came out by himself and strolled past the parked car with his hands stuck deep in his pockets. He was sad. What a guy. When he was out of sight, a man in a green shirt emerged from the car. He walked down the street after the thin one. He was thick and squatty, a regular stump. Within a minute, Thin Man and the Stump emerged together from behind a building. They were whispering, but for only a moment. Then Stump got into his car again. The Thin Man returned to the chapel. Was he looking for her red hair? For fake, bleach-blonde hair? No, it made more sense for them to have people already in there, sitting around prayerfully and looking sad. Why, the place must have been crawling with them.